Well, the markets are rallying today. We are joined by John Beaver, president of Phase 3 Advisory Services and registered principal with Royal Alliance Associates in Buffalo Grove. John, welcome back to the Noon Business Hour. Nice to have you with us.
Thanks. It's nice to be here, Chris.
This is a day in which the S&P 500 is at an all-time high, and tomorrow will mark the longest bull market ever for the index. Is there anything in you that says it can't stay there?
Nope, nothing at all. We could go longer, and we probably will. And it's fun. We can have a party here. 9 years, 8.5 months, or 3,453 days today is where we're at. Now, by traditional definitions, it is the longest on record if we close today. But the S&P 500 has been up over 300% from the bottom. That may sound like a lot, but to put that in perspective, we have to go back quite a ways to the 1930s, and the rally that we had off of there was much stronger. Now, from the top that we've had in 2000 and 2007, which was a double top, around 1,500 on the S&P 500, we're up only about 85%. So there's still room to run by historical standards. We don't want to remember 2000 and 2007, but it does give us some perspective. What it would take to kill this market would be a 20% pullback. So whatever would do that, 20% pullback would end and officially end this bull market. But I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. If we were to mark the high today and drop from here, that would be it. We need to make a new high, and we probably will.
So what's your advice to investors?
So my advice to investors, how to invest at this level. Well, the first thing is no problem taking some cash. We've got some resistance here at 2872. And we're right there right now as we're speaking. It's knocking on the door. It's kind of stalled there. We'll see if we can close and go through this. But again, no problem taking some cash here. If the market pushes higher, the next level might be 3,000. Take some more cash and hit the sidelines with a short-term bond or a short-term bond ETF. But then be ready to redeploy that on as little as a 10% pullback, maybe a little bit at 5%, some more at 10, some more at 15. I really like dollar cost averaging. That's where you invest a fixed dollar amount every month, ignore where the market is at. My first strategy was dollar cost averaging, did that in 1983, and it has worked very, very well. The other thing is don't forget to diversify. It's very easy to get concentrated in the S&P 500 in a market like this. So make sure that you are diversified, not only inside the U.S., pick up some small cap, but also outside the U.S.
Let's talk about the S&P for just a moment longer here. If you look at the six-month chart, you don't see a lot of volatility, maybe one or two days where things seemed a little crazy. For the most part, it's just slow, steady growth when you look at that chart. Is that what we want? Is that slow, steady growth?
It is what we want, and actually we've had a very long consolidation period here. The market made its high in January, and we've, in essence, been consolidating that. It pulled back 10%, which is normal. We should have a 10% pullback on average once a year. But it has bounced around and not made that new high yet. Now, we could go even 12 months. We're overdue for one of these pullbacks. We haven't had the number that we would expect to see over the last 10 years. We've had three as opposed to one every year. So if we were to go sideways for a little bit longer, that would be no problem. This is actually a good time to be investing when the market is consolidating. It's not dropping. It's not falling out of bed. It's giving investors the opportunity to deploy more money.
And it's important. You touched on this earlier. Is it important to tell investors, just because the bull market's gone on for a long period of time, it doesn't really have anything to do with how long it might continue. You really got to look at all the numbers.
Cisco, that's really important because people will look at, oh, it's the longest market, must be turning down soon. Not the case. It could go a year or two. It could go three. We just don't know. The good is we've got momentum. We have good earnings growth. We've got the tax bill, which is good for the economy. We've got a reduced regulation environment, low interest rates. And even though labor participation rate, as low as it is good because that means that we can bring more people into the job market without a lot of wage pressure. The concerns would be, we do have a tight labor market for those that are looking for jobs. We have inflation pressures that might be starting to build a little bit here. Got to watch the PMI. We could have a tariff mistake, and it is a long-winded rally. But those are not reasons to step aside at this point in time.
You mentioned small caps, John. What other areas do you like in the markets?
I still like retail because investors have cash in their pockets ready to spend. People are going back to work. It's very hard to hire skilled labor right now. So I think that that's a good area to participate in. I also like emerging markets. Maybe start nibbling here. We're looking for a bottom there. We could be seeing a rebound on a tariff resolution. That might not come for several months yet, but the emerging markets tend to trend exceptionally well. So watch for a bottom and watch for a trend up.
Nice to have you with us today, John. Hope to talk to you again soon. John Beaver is president of Phase 3 Advisory Services and registered principal with Royal Alliance Associates in Buffalo Grove.
Coming up, Travel Tuesday. United Airlines announces changes in economy class service. We'll check traffic and weather next. WBBM News Time, 1237.